year I went to an exchange in United States, and during the exchange I was allowed to meet different people all around the world, and our common language is English. Therefore, it is a great chance for me to learn speaking, practice speaking. And also, when I have to go out to dine or watch a movie, there are menus or like other posters that are all in English, and I can learn different words in English. Especially when I first arrived, I find it very difficult to read the menu because there are a lot of words that we cannot learn in secondary school about the food or ingredients. But after I have been there for 6 months, and after those six months, I'm able to read the words that are rarely appear in Hong Kong. And also, when I have to travel around the United States in after the semester has ended, I have to arrange like air tickets or hotels and or tickets to different parks, and these experience allows me to speak to different staffs, listen to what they say, and read different tips online. And therefore, I think this is a great experience for me to practice all the speaking, reading, and listening. And that truly improves my English language. Mm. Yeah.
What skills. About a second question?
For the most memorable English reading experience, I used to read more when I was in secondary school, but the most of the books are fictions, and when I was in high school, I was really addicted to the series of Twilight Saga. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I read the book for like I read the book for like over 5 times, like each book. And at first I don't know much of the words because we seldom, our school didn't choose short story, learning short story through English as our module, so we are forced to read like other newspaper or something that are very formal. But for books that are in fictions, they include words that I suddenly see in my school. Therefore, I find it quite difficult to understand all of the words. I just barely know the plot. And if after reading for a few times, I started to search, look up for the words and check their meaning, and then eventually I can understand most of the words and learn different new words from the book. Yeah.
Mm. So was the Twilight series recommended to you by someone, or did you pick it up yourself?
It's kind of recommended because it was a hit in, like, everyone was talking about it, about the movies and the book. But I actually watched the first book before the movie, so maybe because I have a friend that really loves reading, and she found the book from recommended from some Western television shows or something, and then she said, "Oh, it's really good, and it will be filmed soon, so you should have a look." And then after that, I was addicted to it, and then I keep on reading it. Yeah.
What about the rest of the series? Did you also read the book before the movie?
Not really before the movie. Wait. Because the rest of the movies were released every year. Yeah, the period is long enough for me to finish the books.